American Language Course, Book 21, Tape 4B. Hello. Open your books to the Language Laboratory Activities for Tape 4B. Go to Figure 1. Read the new words and the meanings silently. Repeat the underlined words.
Number 1. Hesitate. Number 2. Brief. Brief. Number 3. Influence. Influence. Number 4. Suggest. Suggest. Number 5. Extend. Extend. Extension. Extension. Number 6. Subject to. Subject to. Number 7. Command. Command. Number 8. Department. Department. Number 9. Be in touch with. Be in touch with. Number 10. Branch. Branch. Number 11. Discharge. Discharge. Number 12. Request. Request.
Now look at the story in Figure 2. Listen to the paragraphs as you follow silently in your book.
To be discharged or to extend. Jack hesitated a brief moment before he answered the question. He thought about Uncle James, who had influenced him so much all his life. What would Uncle James want me to do? He thought to himself. Then he knew that if he asked his uncle, he would suggest that he extend his tour another 6 months. Jack didn't like being subject to military command all the time. However, his job with the Department of Defense was interesting. He liked being in touch with all the branches of the military. He learned many things every day. Besides, he wasn't ready to get discharged. He thought about the question again and was very glad that he had requested an extension.
Look at the paragraphs again and answer the questions and repeat the correct answers. Use the underlined words in your answers.
What did Jack do before he answered the question? Repeat. He hesitated. Did he hesitate very long? Repeat. No, he paused a brief moment. Did his uncle affect him? Repeat. Yes, his uncle influenced him very much. What would his uncle recommend? Repeat. He would suggest that Jack extend his tour. Did Jack like to be under military orders? Repeat. No, he didn't like being subject to military command. What branch of government did Jack work for? Repeat. He worked for the Department of Defense. Who did Jack communicate with? Repeat. He was in touch with all the branches of the military. Was Jack ready to quit the military? Repeat. No, he wasn't ready to get discharged. What was Jack glad about? Repeat. He was glad that he had requested an extension.
Now look at figure 3. Repeat the sentences.
Number 1. Nancy's plan was to eat dinner, then go to the movies. Number 2. Henry's goal is to be president of the company. Number 3. The officer's advice was to drive more carefully. Number 4. Lieutenant Allen has a fine future to look forward to. Number 5. Johnny has an interesting story to tell. Number 6. Mr. Garcia has some forms for us to fill out before the interview. Number 7. Diane has 3 small children to take care of. Number 8. I've heard that Florida is a nice place to live.
Look at figure 4. Listen to 2 sentences and use the information to complete the sentences in your book. Listen to the example.
Phil exercises every day. That's how he keeps his weight down. Repeat. Phil exercises every day to keep his weight down.
Listen and complete the sentences. Write the information in your book.
Number 1. Jill has an agreement. She'll pay $20 every month until the desk is paid for. Number 2. Dad gave me his advice. He said, go to college. Number 3. Mike borrows my car. He visits his friend across town. Number 4. It's the law. You must drive 20 miles per hour around the schools. Number 5. Mrs. Klein has some papers. You need to fill them out before class.
Now check your answers and repeat the correct responses.
Number 1. Jill has an agreement to pay $20 every month until the desk is paid for. Repeat. Jill has an agreement to pay $20 every month until the desk is paid for. Number 2. Dad's advice was for me to go to college. Repeat. Dad's advice was for me to go to college. Number 3. Mike borrows my car to visit his friend across town. Repeat. Mike borrows my car to visit his friend across town. Number 4. The law is to drive 20 miles per hour around the schools. Repeat. The law is to drive 20 miles per hour around the schools. Number 5. Mrs. Klein has some papers for you to fill out before class. Repeat. Mrs. Klein has some papers for you to fill out before class.
Look at Figure 5. Listen to the questions and read the answers in your book. Then repeat the answers.
Number 1. What's her job? Repeat. Her job is answering the phone. Number 2. What's your idea of a bad day? Repeat. My idea of a bad day is spilling coffee on my shirt. Losing my car keys. And forgetting my wallet. Number 3. What does Janet enjoy? Repeat. The one exercise she enjoys is walking. Number 4. What is a disadvantage of a big house? Repeat. One disadvantage of a big house is having to clean it. Number 5. What are some of his responsibilities? Repeat. His responsibilities include requesting new jobs and then recruiting necessary personnel for those jobs. Number 6. What's the biggest change in your schedule since you started your new job? Repeat. The biggest change is starting work at 8 o'clock instead of 6:30.
Look at Figure 6. Listen to the dialogues, then select the correct answers. Dialogue 1.
I've heard that the food is very good in this restaurant.
What did you say?
I said that I've heard the food is very good here.
I'm sorry, I just can't hear you.
The restaurant was... Dialogue 2. It's 1300 hours and I haven't had lunch yet.
We won't be finished for at least another hour.
Another hour? I only had a cup of coffee for breakfast. I don't think I can last another hour without eating. He is... Dialogue 3.
What time is it?
It's 11 o'clock.
Oh, no. I have to be at the airport no later than 11:30.
But it's a 20-minute drive, and you're not ready yet.
She is... Dialogue 4.
I told you that traffic would be heavy this time of day.
Yes, you did. I thought the traffic would be the heaviest at 6.
Not at 5.
Well, you were wrong, and now we're going to be late.
She is... Dialogue 5. Lori wants the table moved from room 15 to room 25.
Room 25 is upstairs, isn't it?
Yes, and I know I can't move it myself. The table is... Dialogue 6. I was up until 12:30 last night, and I had to get up at 5 this morning.
Why did you get up so early?
I had to go to the airport and pick up my uncle.
You should have taken the day off.
You're probably right. I don't think I'll be able to get that much done today. He is... Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is A. The restaurant was noisy. Number 2 is C. He is hungry. Number 3 is B. She is late. Number 4 is A. She is angry. Number 5 is B. The table is heavy. Number 6 is C. He is tired.
Go to Figure 7. Listen to a statement and a question and select the correct answer.
Number 1. John paused a minute before he answered. What did John do? Number 2. Colonel Henderson asked that Major Lane be assigned to that job. What did Colonel Henderson do? Number 3. His father advised him to join the military. What did his father do? Number 4. Mike thought we should have the party outside since the weather is so nice. What did Mike do? Number 5. The men were ordered to leave the area. What happened to the men? Number 6. Captain Evans will stay at this base 6 months longer than he had originally planned. What happened to Captain Evans's assignment? Number 7. Getting new computers depends on Mr. Duffy's approval. What does it depend on? Number 8. Colonel Perkins was here only a few minutes. How long was he here? Number 9. Sergeant Walls was released from the military last year. What happened to Sergeant Walls last year?
Now check your answers. Listen to the question again and repeat the correct response.
Number 1 is B. Listen. John paused a minute before he answered. What did John do? Repeat. John hesitated. Number 2 is A. Listen. Colonel Henderson asked that Major Lane be assigned to that job. What did Colonel Henderson do? Repeat. He requested that he be assigned that job. Number 3 is B. Listen. His father advised him to join the military. What did his father do? Repeat. He urged him to join the military. Number 4 is B. Listen. Mike thought we should have the party outside since the weather is so nice. What did Mike do? Repeat. He suggested it. Number 5 is A. Listen. The men were ordered to leave the area. What happened to the men? Repeat. They were commanded to leave. Number 6 is B. Listen. Captain Evans will stay at this base 6 months longer than he had originally planned. What happened to Captain Evans' assignment? Repeat. It was extended. Number 7 is A. Listen. Getting new computers depends on Mr. Duffy's approval. What does it depend on? Repeat. It's subject to Mr. Duffy's approval. Number 8 is B. Listen. Colonel Perkins was here only a few minutes. How long was he here? Repeat. A brief time. Number 9 is B. Listen. Sergeant Walls was released from the military last year. What happened to Sergeant Walls last year? Repeat. He was discharged.
This is the end of tape 4B, book 21.